You really suck at holding someone, you know that? Don't know the first thing about cuddles. Terrible at snuggles and have that attitude too. I swear to God, between your pride and your lack of skill in it, does it feel like I'm too harsh? What's wrong with that? You didn't seem to mind it before. This is how you snuggle. This is how you kiss someone and you mean it. This is how you make something out of what should have been from the start. Don't give me that. You know as well as I do, this is where you belong. Not a single place else. And anyone who says otherwise, well, I could burn them into cinders. But where's the fun in that, right? You gotta take your time and really savor it. What it means to be alive has a lot to do with that. And I don't think you've lived enough. You've existed, but that's just the stressful part of life, figuring out how you're gonna make ends meet every single day. But I'm sick of that. We're villains, not business people. And I think it's time you realize that you're mine. I don't want to put it in such a blunt way, but you know me. I don't dodge the question and I don't make exceptions. You're either with me or you're against me. And right now, I think it's a perfect combination and the perfect time for you to admit it. You are mine from the start. You deserve this. Does it feel almost too hot? Maybe a little too chilly outside, but not with this heat wave and all. Even I feel like I could burst into flames right now, baby. But maybe that's because of you. Maybe you've had some primordial effect on me. Am I giving you too much credit? Probably. But knowing you, you'll eat that shit up. And that's fine. I'm not complaining. Not even slightly. In fact, I love when you make that expression. When you finally realize that you're taken care of, you make this expression of satisfaction. That's better looking than I could put into words. And that way, when you really know you're taken care of, when you feel that safety, that's when I got you. When I know there's no going back, and that this is where you belong. And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with having a place you belong that you can't get enough of what you deserve? That's what all this is. Don't mind the husky voice. That's only the cherry on top, baby. I'll be the nice, warm, melty guy right here. Yeah. So what if I describe myself as that? Got an actual problem with it, or are you just yapping? You're not that bad at this. You're convincing, charismatic, and you've got a way with your tongue that just makes me want to kiss you more, hold you more, spoil you endlessly. Or maybe it's my own obsession that I can't really get away from you for even a moment before I'd lose my mind, before there'd be anything else in the way of what I'm feeling right now. I can't stop because it's you. Because you have a way with making me feel. And I can't find a better way. For my fried lungs or my burned body, it doesn't matter. Because you make it all feel like it's brand new. And I get it. It can't be. You can't put band-aids on gunshot wounds and call it good. But you've done that, and at least the sentiment feels nice. Maybe you can't fix me, and I can't fix you. And that's okay, because who cares about fixing a villain in the first place? That was never the goal, right? That's just an excuse everybody uses at the end of the day to try and make something out of nothing. And I realize that you're smarter than that. You're way too smart to fall for that trap now. You're the type that gets what you deserve, what you want out of things, because it's your purpose, your place, right by my side, to be that cute and get that spoiled. I can't stop, and you won't stop me, because there is no stopping once you start. This snowball down the mountain kind of thing burns right into hell, baby, and I don't mind that. In fact, I love it. If I didn't, I wouldn't be in the game like I am now, and I wouldn't be holding you this tight. I'm so close, I can taste you. Feeling your skin against mine. The biggest comfort you can imagine. That's what you are to me. My comfort, my joy, my hope. There's a word I didn't think I'd ever say again. I always thought it'd be just a dead end with me, right? That I'm beyond hope, right? But you never gave up on me or saw me that way. Despite my insistence and my obsession with the opposite, destroying everything I touched, but you I can't help but hold tenderly. You I can't help but make that one exception to the world I want to burn into little tiny pieces, into ashes. You're that one exception, and I know you know it. And I know you own that. And that's part of what makes me love you even more. Because you're not afraid to admit it. You're not afraid to say what you feel when you feel it. And I love that. I adore it. I can't ever stop because, baby, it's not like that. I'm still just a guy. Whether I'm a villain or a hero, or a fallen this or that, I'm yours. And you've never once forsaken me. And that alone, I can't help it. I really can't. I'm just a foolish man who can't get enough of you at this point. That I obsess and I love you to the point where I lose my mind. And I do things that are not the best. Or maybe they are. Maybe you like how far I go for you. How much I do for you. Because I sure as hell love how much you do for me. I mean, I wouldn't even be here without you. I think I would have long fizzled out. Burned out as bright as the sun and then fizzled out. Like the depths of space. Some days it feels cold when I don't get to hold you. I miss it. It's like a poem without any ending. Like the pages are torn and you don't get to hear what it actually means. A story that you're dying to hear the end of, to figure out if it was good or not. But instead, all you're left with is a question. Maybe, maybe not. That's not the point, right? You're that ending that I always wanted. And whether it means a metaphor or literally, I accept it. My fate lies with you, unapologetically and without fail. I can't help myself when it's you. It's just impossible. I'm so obsessed. And I don't regret it, and you shouldn't either, because the moment you start doing things like regret, it's a slippery slope where you fall deeper and deeper into regretting all the mistakes you made, nitpicking everything. But is that how villains should be in the first place? No, baby. No. Not even a little bit. Because if we start doing that, then what's the difference between us and the victims that we create? Nothing. Wouldn't that just mean it's a big circle of us making tragedies so other people try and clean it up, like janitors and children making messes? It's so stupid, isn't it? Maybe that's all we are to society. Just kids on a playground making a mess of things that the heroes think they have to clean up so that the other people who play nearby don't have a bad experience. We're just making messes of the world. But can you blame us when the world did us dirty? I think it's revenge, and I think we deserve it. But what do I know? Everything I'm saying is governed by my own worldview. And I realized with you, I have to look deeper, figure out why I feel this way, and call it a day. When that day finally comes. No, baby, no. Not like that. If you're gonna kiss someone, you gotta use at least a little bit more of that beautiful charisma. Don't hold back when it's me. That's all I'll ever ask. I accept you for all your madness, all your good, all your bad, and I can't help it when it's you. I feel at my most safe, feeling I don't get much safety. I never once considered that that would be something I cherish. But with you, I do. I feel it. That cozy feeling of knowing someone gives a shit about me. And that someone is as gorgeous as you. And I know what you're gonna say. That some parts of my argument are superficial, right? To which I would say, bullshit. I can't help but say it like that, because I'm sick of things being so complicated. They've always been, right? Revenge isn't a simple thing unless you boil it down to the sum of its parts, but you gave me another reason beyond revenge, and that's the reason why I'll always hate you and always love you. I'll hate you because you made it so much more complicated than my life ever needed to be. But I'll love you because that complicated nonsense that I have to deal with is what gave me so much more meaning in my life. I didn't need something special, like to continue some stupid family legacy. I already tossed that away when I lost everything. I didn't need some fake people telling me what to feel, what's right and what's wrong. That's not what I care about, and that's never going to be. What I care about, what I really mean by everything, is simple. I cherish you, and as many times as I say it, I'll never get tired of saying it, so guess you're gonna have to hear me say it a million times more. Does it matter more when I'm this close to you, when I hold you, and I rub these calloused hands against you? They're burned, they're scarred, they're everything in the book. But you look at them, you hold them, like they actually mean something to you. That makes me happier than anything. That these scars don't make me a monster to you, but they make me me. That you actually care to look beyond the trauma and see that I'm still here, alive and kicking, even if sometimes I don't envy the fact that I am. Even if sometimes, without you, I think I I wouldn't think that. I think I would want it all to be over quicker. But now I kind of fear my own mortality, thanks to someone. Well, would you look at that? Finally owning up to it, are we? Somehow I knew you'd say something like that. I'm not surprised or disappointed. I'm just shocked. Shocked that you would say that. You know, it's such a you thing to say. To be able to carry a conversation with someone who's so out of his mind, and yet bring me back down to earth. Make me feel something and not even give up on me once. That's talent. That's talent on the highest regard, and I really wonder how you do it sometimes. Not because it's exaggerated or exhausting, because it's warm and it feels like you actually genuinely mean the words that you say, unlike everybody else in this messed up place. I get it. I do. I understand how many times you've been through things that weren't fair. Why you ended up a villain even makes sense to me, because the story is there. Everything about you makes sense. And that's what scared me. You were too good to be true at first. I doubted that. I looked for any reason I could doubt you. Think you're gonna double-cross me. And you know what? I was wrong. Wrong to think you wouldn't get as attached as you did. Wrong to think you'd just see me as some sort of crazy without any redeeming features. But then you did something that surprised me. Then you embraced my chaos, my troubles, my heart made of glass or soot. And you made something out of it. You didn't just say it was too far gone, write me off as someone who's just gonna be here and gone the next. You actually gave a shit, and that's what made me feel. That's what made me know I was safe, taken care of, happy. I'd never been happy before. For a long, long time, I thought it wasn't for me. After the trauma of being a failure, I just never thought it was something I deserved to feel. But you shoved it down my throat and said it was. You said, "Too bad, end of the pity party," and you kept showing me things. Love. Chaotic as it was, it was everything to me, and it still is. As much as I hate the world, I love you. And that's powerful, genuine. Something I can't say about anyone else in the whole damn world. And to that end, I get lost in it. I get lost in you. I feel things that I know were never meant for me. And yet, you glare when I say that. Of course you do. You think it was all meant for me. You think I deserve the world despite being cut down by it, burned, and I still grab the hand that burned me. For all my hate, I can't say it diminishes even a little bit how much I love you. And that's messed up, isn't it? That's why I hate you and I love you, and everything else just messes with me. Because I've had people try and get near me, but they were not you. They didn't mean what you mean to me. And am I ashamed of that? Hell no. Not even a little bit. They didn't mean something because they weren't you. And maybe that's a twisted way of looking at it, but I don't give a single damn about that. Why would I? I'm a messed up soul, twisted into a vengeful spirit, walking in flesh and blood, barely. And you, you're that cruel angel that came down from the heavens just to fall alongside me with your wings ripped off, and we resemble the perfect couple. It's so stupid, isn't it? How you can fall so far. Being an ex-hero doesn't make you any less valuable. It just gives you a storied background. Though I do wonder what they'd think. You falling in love with a hero. Would they scoff at you? Mock you? I bet they'd put you through the ringer if I let them. You think I would even let them near, let alone to speak one of those rotten words of their backhanded justice? No. I'd sooner burn their lips off. Why not burn the whole thing? Make it all nice and pretty and blue. I always did think those two-faced heroes looked better in their honest moments, right? When they're struggling to breathe. When they can barely even put up a resistance anymore. And that's when there's a person behind the mask. But until then, it's just so fake. I mean, how can you honestly believe in a justice system that doesn't believe in itself? It's so fake. It's founded on propaganda, and they just follow like lemmings, and I hate it. It keeps messing with me. The more that I think about it, I'm glad you escaped that chain of endless suffering, walking down a path without ever knowing why. Maybe I helped you, or maybe you helped me. I don't really care who's to blame. How could I? Because who's to blame doesn't matter in the end. It's always who has the right. And baby, I claim you, for better or worse, as my own. In this little messed up world, I don't want to share, and I don't want you falling down in front of others, losing yourself because of some stupid ideal that doesn't even mean anything. It's great to save someone because you actually care, but I think it's better to fight someone, to hurt someone because you care just as much. That's why we're just heroes with another cape. We don't need our symbols. Our purpose is our own. And honestly, we've been through the ringer ourselves. I mean, for what it's worth, I don't think we're that bad. Though whenever I look at how we're depicted, it makes me a little sad. Here's the thing. Well, they've got a messed up view of us. Always painting us to be the worst humanity has. And yet, who's the one who picks up the pieces that they left behind? Who takes care of the people when they've forgotten them in the gutters? That's why I'd like to think, while we're not perfect, we're messed up in the head, we have our problems and our prejudice. We're not cut and dry. The villains here, just like the heroes, aren't always the heroes. Darling, you get it. That's why you came here in the first point. That's why you never left, right? love that side, do you? The brutal honesty to say what you mean, regardless of anything else. I love you for it. But I hate that side of you that puts so much weight on those shoulders. You know you can't handle that much. Putting the whole world on there doesn't make it better. And you've done that for way too long. It's ingrained in you. That's the biggest thing I would change, is to stop you from doing that. And if anything, well, I'm not going to put you on a leash. I'm not going to stop you, control you, or try and curb what you are down to your very nature like the heroes do. I'll at least ask that you not give so much that you end up with nothing. If you do that, then, well, how am I supposed to bail you out of it? These hands may be pretty strong, but that doesn't mean that they're infallible. Definitely doesn't mean that they're perfect. And for sure, it doesn't mean that you're going to get the best ending. Because this game of life is rigged, and I'd prefer to cheat it. A flawed system deserves at least that much, don't you think? Hell, that's why my method of burning it to the ground makes more sense sometimes. If there's no more system in place, nothing to be prejudiced, then there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to stop us from reaching whatever twisted or genuine goals we have. And that's just it. Mine aren't all innocent. They're not all twisted either. There's a good mix of both. And that's the duality of actually being human instead of just following blindly like a sheep with a cape. And I, for one, am sick of following anything other than what I want to. I've realized, and you've played a big role in this, but for all the things I can nitpick about life, I can just change them. You've shown me that. Maybe I can't change everything. And maybe I can't save what I want to save about myself. I want to destroy that weak little boy who cried and burned. I want to destroy what it means to be the me that couldn't do anything. I want to end the suffering of things that were never meant to be. And I've realized that you can't do that with just pretty words. There's a part of you that comes as a price, don't you think? And that price I'll gladly pay. A price that always ends up the same, don't you think? And in truth, I don't mind it. Because prices were never the deterrent for me. If anything was, it was the way that I might cause the same thing to someone else. And I realized, well, I'm at least better than those filthy heroes in that way. Because I know myself well enough to know I'd never make that mistake. I don't mess with people who can't defend themselves, unlike the heroes. And I don't push people over the edge. I give, and I take, in the most human way possible. And to that end, I regret nothing. All of my crimes, afraid you're gonna have to lock me up. My love, guess you're gonna have to put me in that padded room in the future, because I'm not backing down. Not now. Not ever. And more and more I'm thinking I might just drag you with me. What's the matter, baby doll? You can at least appreciate that, can't you? There's an honesty in my words that you would never get anywhere else. Gaslighting, no. Baby, I'm the explosion after you turn on the gasoline. That's how fucked up I am. I'll kiss you, I'll claim you, I'll make you mine, only to tell you again and again the things I do to you. The slight burn when I spank you is just a twisted form of love that you deserved from the start. And tell me you don't like it. I dare you to say that. Say it. Say it. No, you can't. Because you're a lot of things, but you're not a liar. And I love that. Because the honesty is what sets you free, right? We were always taught that from an early age. Yet the heroes are the ones that never took the memo from that. Deception seems to be their best friend. As an ex-hero, I take it out on you a lot. I'll admit that when I'm kissing down your back like this, when my hands burn right up and down those thighs, without actually burning your skin, just the threat of it. Maybe a little sometimes, but don't call me careless. That's when I know. I know this is where I belong. When you make that cute voice just for me, I know that this is finally it. This is what you wanted all this time. What you needed. What you always wanted, deep, deep down. That's what you need. A good dicking down never hurt anybody. Especially not one as freaky as you, baby. Let's be honest. Was it the spank that burned? Or the burn after? You're just full of surprises today and feisty with it. You know what? I like that. I fucking love it, actually. That expression could tell me a million things that I want to hear, but instead, it tells me the slight tinge of pain and pleasure wrapped around your features as I unwrap you so incredibly honestly. That's it. Well, a good old-fashioned tongue bath never hurt you. Well, maybe it made you burn up a little. But what's wrong with that, huh? All the things you're gonna feel, baby. Against those insides. Oh, what's the matter? Are only those cute moans the only thing that you can say? I like it. Stealing away those clever retorts. You're just telling me I'm doing all the right things. If you can't think about those, then maybe you'll think about all of this. Not too bad yourself. I feel you. Naughty, baby. I've needed a cock in your mouth. Just doing what's natural. What you need to be doing. Fuck yeah. Fuck, you're edging me. Naughty, naughty. Use that tongue, baby. Yeah, nice. And circle around that fucking cock. I want to feel that tongue, baby. Get it deep. And what's that, huh? Getting romantic as you're taking my cum in your mouth, huh? Definitely not complaining, not even slightly. If that was a complaint, then you need to get your ears checked. Look at this. I think I'll have to inspect from this cute bottom up. Don't take too much offense. I mean, you got here by your own volition, didn't you? Now hold my hands. That's right. You're gonna be riding on top, baby. I always like to give you as much freedom as you can. Maybe sometimes I like taking it away. But right now, I want that connection I crave. That love that's mutual in every way imaginable. I don't want the power dynamic to be something drastic. Instead, I want to prop you up so I can slam you down. Let you have it. All of me. Whatever you want me, baby. Call it act of submission or dominance, I don't care. I only care that you feel so good. That you come like you just did to my tongue. With this fat cock that's yours. Yeah, baby. If we break the bed, then fuck it. It was just meant to break then. Ain't that right? You sure don't waste time. Not so fast, baby. I want you to savor it. I love savoring you more than anything. That slow burn fuck is the best kind. Where I know that you're not just faking it to make me feel better. When I know you feel good because of me. That's what separates me from the others. I actually give a shit. I give a lot. But I also take a lot. That's why it's not always the easiest to please me. But I figured you deserved a break today. So go ahead, baby. Don't be shy. Hump that fucking cock like you own it. Cause you do. Fuck. Every time we have romantic sex like this, it always shocks me that I could have something like this, that it's for me. I love you. don't stop at that, baby. No matter how breathless you make me, I'll never want anything less. Only more. Greedy fuckhead. I could feel every detail when you're like this, humping me like I'm the best man in the world. Makes me feel something so much. I love you. I do. And I don't care what that makes me, however soft or hard it does, because I love you, and that's enough for me. Fuck it. Drown in that pleasure. For once in my life, I just want you to feel the true love you deserve. And that's what it is. True love. I love you. More than anything. More than you could ever imagine. Fuck. I love you. And I don't care how soft that makes me as a villain, because as a man, I couldn't be happier holding you like this. As your man, I gotta do at least this much, don't I? Make a life you wanna live. One that's actually worth it after the revenge and nasty shit is done. I want there to be some pieces that we can go pick up instead of something that just doesn't. It just ends. I used to think I was okay with it, but you changed me. Now I want something more. My greed shows no bounds, you know. And to that extent, I'm a shameless bastard. But I'm your shameless bastard, so I'm sure you'll forgive me, won't you?